everyone. Today is June the 17th, 2020, and this is our Spiritual Laws of Nature call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Tan. I'll be assisting Alex today. And before we hear from Alex and what he would like to share, and also hear from you, because this is primarily a time for you to be able to ask questions, make comments on the latest Spiritual Law of Nature with which Alex shared this week on YouTube. Before we hear, though, from anyone, I'm going to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd, myself, Johanna Tan, or any of you that should choose to comment as well. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So before we get started, I wanted to share that if you have a question or a comment regarding Alex's Spiritual Law of Nature, you can raise your hand if you're on the phone by pressing star 2. That's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to open your line. You'll be able to talk to Alex. And if you're online, you can type it in the form, and I will read that question to Alex so that he can address that. And before we get, just a reminder, Alex, we do have a question that was hanging over from last week and from Maryland, so I wanted to make sure we get that in this week too. So, Alex, here we are.
All right. Thank you, Johanna. And welcome, everyone, whether you're listening live, watching live. Well, no, you can't watch this live, so you're watching by recording. But welcome, welcome, welcome. The topic for this week is life or death, okay? And I guess you might say this is kind of a pet peeve of mine. You know, everyone constantly prioritizes things in their life, even if they already had a priority, meaning, okay, you've got your schedule for the day, but what if you wake up with a migraine? Or what if halfway through the day you get a really bad upset stomach and, start running to the bathroom every 5 minutes? What if you're going through your day and you get some just terrible news? Do you change your day? Do you reprioritize? Okay. What if you're going through your day and you get some unbelievable, once-in-a-lifetime, incredible news? Do you change your day? My thinking on both of those is probably you do. Okay. We constantly prioritize. Think if all of a sudden you're going through your day and there's water running everywhere in your house. You reprioritize. Okay, you had a priority to go do emails and then make some phone calls and then do this and then do that, but the water running on the floor changes that, okay? And this happens constantly to all of us our whole life. And so we sort of have, probably for most of us not written down, but we have a priority for today, a priority for tonight, a priority for tomorrow that, we've maybe thought about a little bit, or it's just a routine that we do, which is still a priority. A routine is even more a priority because you're doing it regularly, okay? And there's all kinds of things on that list, brushing your teeth, washing your face, shaving if you're, well, I guess if you're a guy or a girl, you may need to shave. But anyway, the point is, all of us, our whole life, prioritize. The concern here is that once we get to 6, 8, 10, 12 years old, most people start prioritizing the wrong thing. So they've got water running on their floor, but they're just going ahead with their day like nothing's happening. Or they've got a terrible stomach ache or a migraine or terrible news or great news, but they're not adjusting based on what is happening in their life and what would be the best priority for now. They're just going with the one they already have. Obviously, if you've got water running on your floor, the best priority right now, you know, considering there's no other life or death thing going on, is take care of the water running on the floor, okay? Go turn off the water, call the plumber, whatever. So how silly is it when we have things like this in our life that happen, or even an overall priority that we know about, we see it, we even think about it from time to time, but we don't reprioritize accordingly. And that's what this week's teaching is all about, is that the spiritual laws of nature that we're talking about and living your life based on how your brain, nervous system, mind, body are made to work correctly, which is in harmony with the spiritual laws of nature, but we're going against those laws, malfunctioning a lot, and we're not changing priority. We're just letting the water run out on the floor and doing nothing about it, okay? So to me, it is. It's life or death. It's life or death today. Your life experience for this day, right now, today, whatever day it is that you're hearing my voice right now, okay, your experience this day, whether it's good, bad, or neutral, is largely determined by what you prioritize, what you focus on, and what's most important to you, okay? So if at the end of the day, your father or mother or child or spouse or friend says, hey, how was your day today? What you say is determined by what you prioritize. And by and large, if you prioritize your physical and external circumstances, then your answer to that question is going to be some days, oh, great, because things went your way that day. And some days, oh, it was just awful because your physical and external circumstances, something negative happened there. Or it's going to be, you know, some good, some bad, all right? On the other hand, if you are living in harmony with the spiritual laws of nature, and almost every client I've had over 35 years, at least when they came to see me, they were not doing that. So if you're living in disharmony with the spiritual laws of nature, then no matter what happens in your physical and external circumstances, it's probably going to be a bad day at the end. But the flip side is if you live prioritizing the spiritual, prioritizing love, joy, peace, prioritizing relationships. I've talked before about a wonderful study that came out of Europe a couple of years ago, and I'd never seen anything like it. Very well done study, highly regarded over many years. And what they found is that whether you have harmonious, stress-free relationships or disharmonious, anger-filled or irritation-filled or just conflict-filled relationships, that one factor made a 300% difference whether you would get a disease and die by middle age. I mean, we're not talking, okay, if something goes wrong, then you're going to have a rash for 2 weeks. Or if something goes wrong, you know, you're going to have acid reflux. No, we're talking getting a disease and dying by middle age, okay? I've never seen any statistic like that in the 30 years I've been reading scientific literature. I mean, 50% is headline news. This is 300% between life and health, or death and illness and disease. And the one factor is the state of your relationships and the state of the relationship memories in your mind and heart, okay? So all the research here, at least the latest research, is with me on this, that if you prioritize the spiritual, If you prioritize love, joy, peace, if you prioritize having right, harmonious relationships, okay, at the end of the day, almost every single day, you're going to say, yeah, it was a good day. I mean, and then maybe the person asks, what was good about it? Well, nothing special. I just, you know, I great thoughts, great feelings, good relationships. You know, I'm living in the spiritual. I'm living in love, joy, and peace predominantly. Now, there's no path with no pain, but this is the path of pain with meaning and from a root of love compared to pain without meaning from a root of fear, all right? So, anyway, if you consider the truth about this matter, it is unbelievable to me that today so few people prioritize the spiritual. And I'm not talking about church, man. I went to church all my life. I wasn't prioritizing the spiritual. I mean, every once in a while I would, on a retreat or some special night something happened, or maybe something would touch me for 10 minutes in one of the services or something like that. But by and large, I was punching a clock. I was doing my to-do list, go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, all right? So, and the way it started was so I won't go to hell, you know, a negative reason rather than a positive, which I believe is what it should be. So the point today is whether you know it, whether you believe it and are not doing it, no matter what your situation is, this is a life or death issue to you and everyone you love today. And it will be tomorrow and every other day of your life. So if you start living in congruence with that, your life is going to get better and better in virtually every way, including your physical and external circumstances. On the other hand, if you maybe would answer, I prioritize the spiritual, but you know really in life you're maybe not prioritizing it, then every day is going to be a struggle. And at the end of every day, whether that day was good or bad is going to be almost completely dependent on your physical and external circumstances that happened that day, which means roller coaster. Good, bad, terrible, wonderful, awful, and a life largely filled with stress, coping, and for many, just getting through the day and their to-do list. So I'd like to invite you to prioritize the spiritual, join hands with me and hundreds of thousands and millions of people all over the world who are realizing this and are starting to live their life this way, or at least take steps to live their life this way, prioritizing the spiritual from the time your feet hit the floor from the bed in the morning to when they leave the floor back to the bed at night. So you're invited officially. And that's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Now, if any of you have questions or comments, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. And that was really awesome, that whole teaching, Alex. I encourage everybody to watch or listen again to Alex teaching these spiritual laws of nature on YouTube. Or the audio is also posted. These audios are also posted on YouTube after we do these interactions with Alex. I have one question for you, Alex, and this is from last week.
Yeah.
It's from Marilyn, and she said, is there a difference, or what is the difference between turning every thought into a prayer or healing it with a trilogy?
Yeah, good question. Is there a difference between turning every thought into a prayer when you have a negative thought versus healing it with trilogy? And I would say, yes, there's a big difference, a huge difference, okay? When I pray, man, I'm plugging into God. I'm plugging into the spiritual. I'm plugging into the possible miraculous, okay? And even outside of that, we have double-blind studies that show a night and day difference with people who are prayed for versus people who aren't, and neither one knew they were being prayed for, okay? In Larry Dossey's wonderful book, Reinventing Medicine, you'll find several of those, okay? So, yes, to me, Trilogy is just a tool, like a screwdriver or a hammer. I mean, it's a really fantastic tool, I think, maybe the best tool of its type we've ever had, at least based on the initial medical testing, but it's still just a tool. Prayer to me is more than that. It is a part of life, okay? Trilogy is not life. It's a tool. Prayer is life, okay? And it's a form of communication to God that I believe affects my heart. It affects my mind. It affects my body, okay? We're built that way. I believe Einstein's 1935 experiment, action at a distance. I believe he discovered some stuff in the lab that God built into us, maybe as part of prayer, or that respond to prayer, or that prayer initiates, or something. But I believe they're connected in some way, because we do work that way. Einstein proved that, and prayer also does things like that, in not only in us, but in relations to other people. Well, prayer is communication. So every relationship I have is about communication. I call it the three C's. Really, I changed it to the four C's. Commitment, communication, communion, and community. All right? But communication is absolutely essential for every relationship I have. So I was just talking a minute ago about the relationship study that made a 300% difference. Well, that's what prayer is doing. Prayer is relational. So, yes, to me there's a night and day difference, but that doesn't mean do prayer and don't do Trilogy. It means do both. I mean, Trilogy takes 5 minutes a day, and if Trilogy works, it's my belief it works because it works in harmony with the physical laws of nature that God built and intended, okay? God made everything and said, it's very good. All right. So that's my two cents on that.
Great. Thanks so much, Alex. That was wonderful. All right. So if any of you have any questions and you'd like to ask Alex or make any comments on what he's been teaching, star 2 is going to raise your hand. And let me just check really quick on the web, see if we have anything there. Nope. All right. It doesn't look like we have any questions this week, Alex, other than the one you just answered.
Okay. Well, thank you, and thank you, Johanna. Thank everyone for listening. And remember, you can get us a question even if you can't be here. And then when we do this event, we will record the answer, post it, and you can watch it whenever that's convenient for you. So I'm out of here. I love you guys. Thank you, Johanna. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so we're going to go ahead and give some time for anyone now. If you would like to get a custom Trilogy or a custom healing code, you can now raise your hand by pressing star 2, and I will unmute your line, and we will get you a custom Trilogy or a custom healing code. So star 2 is going to raise your hand. And at the moment, I don't see any hands raised, but we do have time. So go ahead and raise your hand if you would like a custom Trilogy or a custom healing. All right, we have a couple hands up. And I apologize if our systems maybe got a little delay today. So, okay, our first caller is, your number ends in 1799, 1799, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Sheen. How are you?
Hi, Sheen. How are you today?
I am good. Thank you for the trilogy you gave me like a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
So I've been working on just overcoming that fear of failure. And so the core of my fear that I recognize is that feeling like I myself is not good enough. I need either people's approval or my performance to make me feel I'm good enough. And the area that I feel like that's current right now that makes me struggle the most is when it comes to my relationship with my kids. I realize that when I have a different expectation of them that's different from how my husband thinks that they should be. And then when I realize I'm not in control of it, I realize that really adds to my stress. Because of a fear that I will fail them or they will fail in life as well if they don't do what I want them to do. So there's a constant struggle of I'm trying to control the situation without making them feel exasperated. And so I try to let go in a physical sense. I'm not, you know, physically expecting them to do certain things, but my heart, the fear is still there. So I'm internally struggling instead of externally.
Right. Okay.
That caused the whole family to struggle. But within, it's a lot of stress.
How strong would you say this fear is, or this, you know, particularly this fear of not being in control? How strong do you think that is right now on a scale from 1 to 10?
Probably 9.
Okay. When in your life have you felt that same kind of fear?
I don't remember clearly if there's something that I'm not in control of that caused me to feel fearful, but I certainly have plenty of fear of failure, plenty of I did something not right and didn't get people's approval, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So what I would suggest we do, and we'll create did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
Trilogy.
Okay. What I would suggest you do with this is take it through the 12 categories and look for any time in your life when you have had issues in any of those categories with people, yourself, others, or even God, where you felt that fear, the same kind of fear or similar fear of failure. Do you have any physical issues, like having to do with musculoskeletal issues?
Did you say muscular?
Uh-huh, or skeletal.
Yeah, I had a, I think this is in that category. I had a car accident maybe 5 years ago, so I had a whiplash, and then it hasn't been healed. I've done a lot, and then a few months ago I fell and hurt my knee, then I haven't been able to heal. It was just not even that bad of a accident, but somehow I'm still not walking properly, and which is a huge deal for me because that's one of my stress relief thing that I do. I walk. Are they related?
Yes, they are. They are.
Really?
And that's why I was asking. Self-control, the 12th category of the 12. When we have issues there of trying to control and, you know, not having, the fear of not being in control and therefore not being supported and maybe what you feel, you know, would help you control. All of this usually affects the physical body in the musculoskeletal area. So it could be as we heal this fear of failure, your body, your immune system may do better in healing those physical issues.
Oh, I sure hope so. I do have, for some reason, I just realized I have this control issue. I don't know why, but I love planning. I will plan my day to the point of 30 minutes of this is what I'm going to do during this time. This is what I'm going to do in the next 30 minutes. And, you know, that's helped me with some productivity, but I'm sure now I'm seeing it might be part of all part of the control issue.
Right.
Over a fear of failure or something.
Right. There you go. Okay, well, it looks like you've got some insight on that. We're going to address that. I'll create a trilogy for you. I would say, again, take it through the 12 categories and explore there.
Okay.
And how you do that is you read the category, read the description of the category, either from the Relationship Issue Finder, the book, or anywhere there where we have descriptions of the Healing Code categories.
What about the truth statement? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Or that's
relationship.
Different.
Have you ever done a Relationship Issue Finder or a
Heart
Issue Finder? Okay, so in those diagnostics, you will get descriptions of the categories. And you take one category per day and you read the description and then ask yourself, okay, what relationship issues do I have in my life, either with myself, others, or God, that kind of describe this category? You know, if it's unforgiveness, if it's self-control, you know, like we just identified this self-control, fear, failure, you know, in the peace category. So you explore like that, and you look for specific times in your life from the past or the present or maybe even fearing the future when this fear shows up. And it's always, as Alex says, it's going to be in relationships with either yourself or others. And that will just help you. When we can recognize more specifically where the stress is stored, it seems to heal more quickly. So that's why we encourage people to do that Relationship Issue Finder and do some exploration and discovery.
Okay,
so let's go ahead and get a trilogy for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue. The self-control issue. Okay, so there's more than one issue. There's many programs that are running. It could even be from you inherited it or absorbed it from others. It doesn't matter. We're going to explore and use this trilogy to heal anything that you find. Okay.
Okay.
Minute number one, we're going to do the tapping.
Okay.
We're going to start with the eyebrows. And tap all the points all the way down to the side of the hand.
Okay.
Then we're going to do this. We're going to tap little finger.
Okay.
Index finger. Then side of the eyes. And under the eyes. Then collarbone and middle of the chest. Then the chin, under the nose, then the sore spots, and then the 9G.
Okay,
minute number two, healing code. This is five positions. First position, left hand temple, right hand jaw. Second position, both hands, brain stem. Third position, both hands, high bridge. Fourth position, left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Right hand what?
Temple.
Temple.
And the fifth position, both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay,
minute number three, governing conception and chakras. We're going to slide from the base all the way up and over three times without stopping. So slide up, over, come back to the base, slide up and over, and do that three times. And then we're going to start at below the belly button. Slide up to the heart. Slide up to the throat. Slide up to the forehead. And you're pausing at each of these areas. Then slide back down to the solar plexus. Slide down to below the belly button. And then go ahead and slide all the way up and over, moving a bit more slowly and pausing just briefly at each energy center. All right?
Okay.
Okay, there you go. And I would just, yeah, do the relationship issue finder. That's going to give you some clues of areas you might want to explore a bit.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is from San Francisco. Your number ends in 111135. 1135, your line is open. San Francisco? Okay. Well, I don't hear anything, so I'm going to... Oh, I barely hear you. Can you speak up? Hello? Okay. I'm not hearing anything from you, so I'm going to just mute your line, but I'll come back to you after I do the next caller, and we'll see if your line works. Okay. The next one is from Illinois, and your number ends in 1057.
Hi, Johanna.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. What would you like to address?
Well, I would like a code for someone who is ill, very sick.
Okay.
Yeah, this is someone, that's a family member, my niece's husband, and he's fighting cancer that's spreading to the bone. And I would like, he's not someone I talk to, so I don't know, you know, all of his feelings around this, but I'm sure it's fear and anxiety, you know, and worry.
Okay. And what is his name?
His name is Chris.
Chris.
Yes, but I wondered, could I also include his wife? Is that possible?
Yes.
To
yes.
include, because this is difficult for her. My brother's daughter and my brother just passed away like 3 months ago. So, you know, that's devastating enough that she lost her dad and now she's facing, you know, the possibility of her husband.
So what is her name?
Her name is Karen.
Karen. So Chris and Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you'll be doing it for them.
I will be doing it for them, yes. And, well, I'd like to, you know, include their family, you know, but mainly for them, you know.
Okay. Okay. Now, okay. Do you want a trilogy or a custom code?
Yes, a trilogy, please.
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and test this. Can you say for me, I am testing for Chris and Karen.
I am testing for Chris and Karen.
Okay, we can do this. I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, minute number one for Trilogy.
Okay.
We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. You can use one or both hands.
Okay.
Then we're gonna tap sore spots.
Okay.
Middle of the chest.
Okay.
Side of the eyes.
Side of eyes. Okay.
Under eyes.
Under eyes.
Then collarbones.
Collarbone. Okay.
Under the arms.
Under arms. Okay.
Sore spots again.
Sore spot. Okay.
And then the 9G.
Okay. All right.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. We've got four positions. The first position is left hand brainstem, right hand below the belly button.
Okay, that's left
brain stem,
right below belly button. Okay.
The next position is left hand bridge, that's between the eyebrows, and right hand Adam's apple.
Left bridge, right Adam's apple. Okay.
The next one is both hands jaws.
Jaws, okay.
And the last is both hands high bridge.
Both hands high bridge, okay.
Okay, the third minute, we're going to slide all the way up from the base, up and over to the top of the spine, and we want to do that three times without stopping.
Okay, slide from base up all the way up and over, okay.
Three times, you said.
Okay.
Then we're going to start at the base, and we're going to slide. We're going to pause there. So you're going to hold it there for 4 or 5 seconds or longer. It's up to you. And then you're going to slide up to just below the belly button.
Okay. Let's see. Is it okay? After I do the three times up and over, then I go back
to the base.
Don't slide back to the base. I just position.
No, just lift. Yeah, just lift your hands.
Lift
put your hands back
okay.
to the base.
Okay.
And hold
the base.
It there. Hold it there four or five seconds.
Four to five seconds.
And
all
then
right.
slide up to the to below the belly button and pause there again.
To below belly. Okay. Okay.
Then slide up to the throat and pause there.
Okay.
Slide down to the heart and pause there.
Slide down to heart. Okay.
Slide down to the solar plexus and pause there.
Solar plexus. Okay.
And then slide down, slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay. After the solar plexus, I slide down.
No, from the solar plexus, you're going to go up and over.
Oh, okay. Solar plexus, then slide up and over.
Yeah. I mean, if you slid down, it wouldn't be terrible, but you don't have to. Yeah. You never can do this wrong, really. You know,
right. Okay.
More effective way. It's more effective if you follow it more precisely, but you're never going to do it wrong.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, very good. Probably twice a day, do you think? Or
yeah, I would do it for them at least twice a day.
Twice a day.
That would be great. Release it to them and their family if you want in love.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you so much.
You are
Thanks,
so welcome.
Marianne. I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to unmute the line again from San Francisco, 1135. And your line is open. Are you here? Hello from San Francisco? Oh, I'm so sorry. I cannot hear anything. I hear an echo of me, but I don't hear your voice. So I am so, so sorry. You know, any of you can come back again next week, of course. And, yeah, I'm just so sorry I can't connect with you. I really want to. But, and it sounds like you've got a line open, but I cannot hear your voice. So come back again next week and we could try again. So for those of you who are wanting to stay tuned, I do hope that you come back with some questions and comments for Alex. He loves having that interaction with you. And we'll meet you again next week. God bless you. Thank you.